92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite. I'm Mary Ellen Murphy, joined by Vicki Ellis from the Chamber, Grand Haven Spring Lake Ferriesburg Chamber, to talk about Community Connections 2024. This is a great event, but a little different this year. Tell us all about it.
Well, what we're doing this year is we decided to combine it with our bash, which is really exciting. So what our bash is, it's a business after hours, basically a networking event for our members. And it is open up to the public because of Community Connections. So what we want to do is introduce our nonprofits to our membership and our public so we can start creating those partnerships. And I think it would be a really great opportunity for both our members and our nonprofits to join each other. So it's a great opportunity to learn about board responsibilities, if there's volunteer opportunities, what events these people might be having, and what their missions are, and find out if you have a connection.
Yeah, that's true. There's so many nonprofits in Ottawa County to begin with, and so many nonprofits in the Tri-Cities. You know, you may have somebody that's involved in the chamber, and they may not know what a first priority of the Lakeshore does or what Four Points does, right?
You're exactly right. All they know are names, right? They don't know what the whole entire mission is. So this is a great opportunity for everybody.
It really is. Arbor Circle, Disability Network, First Priority of the Lakeshore, Four Points, Grand Haven Remade, Harbor Hospice, Humanity for Prisoners, Kenzie's Bee Cafe, Love in Action, Momentum Center, Mosaic Counseling, the list goes on. The list is available at grandhavenchamber.org. But yeah, I think you're right. Like the People Center in Spring Lake, I drive by every day. Okay.
Right.
They need spaghetti sauce, by the way. But no, here's the thing. You may not know exactly what they need.
You're right.
And also, this might be a good opportunity for somebody that was thinking about joining the chamber. If it's open to the public, they can see what a bash is like.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's top notch. It's a
It's a win-win, right?
It really is.
It really is.
Yeah.
And so we have probably about 17, 18 nonprofits that are on board right now. And so how it's going to work, it's going to be at Central Park Place. The Community Connections piece of it will begin at 4. The actual bash begins at 5, but the nonprofits will stay on until 7 o'clock when the bash is over. So if you're not interested in staying around for the bash, you have that one-on-one time with the nonprofits, or maybe you have a student or a younger child that you want to introduce to the nonprofit. This gives you a little bit more one-on-one time without having the bash and the extra people there.
Very exciting. Yeah, this is great. This is going to be a great event, and it's at Central Park Place. We spent a lot of time there
yes,
in the last
we do.
Couple of weeks. That place is phenomenal.
Shar's done an amazing job.
It's top notch. Mm-hmm. And when anybody says, I'm thinking about having a wedding reception, go to Central Park Place. It's a great place for Community Connections 2024 and for the Chamber Bash.
Yes.
We'll see you then. It's going to be great.
Thank you.